Jack, Mojo, and Claudine are at the western tip of the floating island. Above them, the great zeppelin that has been moored to one of the abandoned buildings is now covered with vines. The captain and his crew have been waging a losing battle. The vines have covered the hull. The zeppelin is being dragged down into the jungle below. Jack and Mojo have found a power station that appears to sustain the city. Mojo has been trying to shut down the system at least long enough to free the zeppelin.
Hey, you found Claudine.
Mojo, what are you doing?
I'm trying to destroy the island.
Why? What's going on?
Oh, man, that zeppelin is covered with vines. They're pulling it down into the jungle.
What can we do?
This power station feeds those vines, but I can't shut it down, so the captain has ordered me to destroy it.
You will destroy us too.
I'm in a bit of a quandary about that.
Wait a minute. Claudine, you knew there was a drainage system that fed the jungle. How did you know that?
I just knew.
Or was it Colette who knew?
Did you know this?
Of course I knew.
Jack, you are right. She knew.
Ask her if she understands how this system works.
Colette?
I hear him quite clearly.
She can hear you, Jack.
Oh, that ought to speed things up, then.
I have been inside. It's a beautiful design.
She has been inside it. She may understand how it works.
Can she shut it down?
You will destroy everything.
But just temporarily. Just so we can get free of this island.
Oh, man. Speaking of down, I can see those vines are pulling down the zeppelin.
Colette, can you shut it down?
But everything will die.
But I will die too.
What should I do?
If you can shut it down when we are gone, then you turn it back on. Feed the jungle again.
But I will have to stay.
Oh, please, do it for me.
Anyone?
Captain, it's Jack. How are you holding up?
We are not. We are being pulled into that infernal jungle.
Can you hold on just a little longer?
No. We are all doomed.
What should I tell the captain?
Give it to me. Captain Von Bonbon.
Claudine, they have found you? Oh, good, good.
We are trying to shut down the system. All is not lost. Not yet.
Every vine we chop, two more grow. Chop, 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 to grow more vines.
Tell them to rest. If they do nothing, that may slow things down.
Captain, take a rest. We're trying to help. Right now, it's best if you do nothing.
Yeah. The vines, they are like the tails of Satan. They reach, they grasp, they cling, they squeeze.
Captain, do nothing. We'll get back to you.
Sounds serious. Is Colette still here?
No, she's gone.
Will she help?
I think she'll try.
Can an imaginary friend affect things that are physical?
I don't know. But Jack, are you forgetting how much of this is really physical?
Hey, have you noticed? Those lights on the wall, they quit flashing. And those dolls, they settled back. I think Colette is closing things down.
Jack, did you have an imaginary friend when you were a child?
No, I just daydreamed a lot. So, what do we do now? Just sit tight and see what happens?
That's all we can do.
And so time passes. Every now and then, Mojo looks out a window to report that the zeppelin hasn't been drawn further down into the jungle.
You know, these vines aren't evil. I mean, if you stand still long enough, they'll wrap around you. Because that's what vines do. And when they discovered those zeppelin cables attached to the building where they were clinging already, well, it was like, hey, I think I'll just wind around this and see where it takes me. And then, when they discovered those cables were attached to an airship. It was like, hey, Brother Vine, look what I just found to wrap around. Something big, fat, and round? My, my, I can creep, crawl, and cling all over this thing.
Jack, Mojo, Claudine.
Contessa, how's things up there?
The jungle is receding. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. We're about to start making our way back across the city.
Oh, that may not be possible.
Uh-oh. What's wrong now?
The jungle is dying.
It seems okay from what I can see.
It began on the opposite end of the island.
Man, I was afraid that might happen.
Don't worry. You just stay where you are and we will pick you up.
You're bringing Mr. Zeppi here?
Yes, yes. They've released the mooring lines and we are now rising above the city.
Oh, man. I'll get Jack and Claudine. We'll be standing outside. Just send down that basket.
Oh, it's amazing that everything has wilted so quickly.
Once we are free of the island, the machines will begin again.
You know, I've grown rather fond of this jungle.
No. Really?
Actually, I have.
Ah, the airship is directly above us. And here comes our ride.
Our wicker elevator.
The basket descends down alongside the building. The three adventurers climb aboard, they bid a fond farewell, but as they begin to rise up into the air...
Ouch! What happened?
Why did we stop?
Captain? Hello?
Captain Flanders?
Why have we stopped?
I don't know.
Mojo, are we caught on something?
I'll take a look. Oh, one of those vines have grabbed us.
I thought they were all dying.
Try telling that to this one. It don't want to let go.
Have the devil vines returned?
Look, the jungle is becoming alive again.
Mojo, here, take the machete. Now cut the vine.
Hurry, more vines are coming.
Sorry, Snakey, it's time for pruning. I didn't think you'd like that.
Captain, pull us up now.
Watch out, there's more.
Oh, they're creeping out from everywhere.
We're free.
Watch it. No, they're reaching out of the trees.
Man, this jungle never rests.
I think Colette has turned everything back on.
Oh, I thought she was going to wait until we were on our way.
We were on our way.
Yeah. Isn't this cutting it a little close?
I think we ought to leave a warning sign somewhere.
You mean in case another Zeppelin should come floating by someday?
What kind of sign, Mojo?
Oh, something like, watch out below, mad jungle.
Maybe just a skull with vines wrapped around it.
Or maybe it should simply say, do not disturb.
Fair enough.
Sounds good to me.
And so they climb aboard the Great Zeppelin. The captain has recorded the location of the floating island. He has named it Devil's Island. Our three adventurers protested, saying that was misleading. But the captain was clearing vines still clinging to the catwalks. Captain von Baumbaum was in no mood to listen.
Natur. Natur. Der Natur kann man niemals vertrauen. Niemals.
What'd he say?
Nature can never be trusted.
Mojo, you ought to tell the captain your vine theory. You know, that vines aren't evil. They're just doing what vines love to do.
I think I'll save that for another day.